wounded because of our rebellious deeds, crushed because of our sins, endured punishment that made us well because of his wounds. We have been healed. Webster defines wound as an injury to the body that involves a laceration or a breaking of the skin. According to the medical profession, there are 5 categories of wounds. There are contusions, lacerations, penetrations, perforations, and incisions. And in the next few communion meditations, we will be taking a look at each one of these categories because Jesus was wounded by all 5. Let's begin, if you will, with the contusion. The contused wound. A contusion is a wound that's produced by a blunt instrument or a blow by a rod that does not necessarily break the skin but damages the underlying tissues and ruptures the blood vessels below the epidermis. Simply put, it's a bruise. Contusions can be deep enough, though, even to bruise the bone. But contusions, though a simple bruise, doesn't sound that bad. Contusions can be extremely painful. I've had wounds that have cut the nerve, and so there's very little pain. The contusions can be extremely painful because all of those nerves are not severed. They're intensely irritated, causing a lot of pain. Take, for example, Michael Fay. You probably don't recall his name, but if you're old enough, you'll probably remember his situation. He was a young teenager, about 17 years old, back in 1994, living in Singapore, who was convicted of vandalizing some cars and stealing some road signs. Part of his sentence was caning. Caning means being struck by a rod or a tan rod, and he was to receive 4 blows. During the administration of the punishment, the prison officials recalled that after the very first blow, that Michael Fay shouted out, "I'm done." And they had to talk him through the remaining 3 blows, telling him they're almost there, almost there. But they received the caning on a part of his body, shall we say, that has the greatest amount of pain. Jesus received contusions on part of his body by blunt instruments that were not padded so well. He received them on his head and on his face. Micah prophesied back in Micah 5:1, "With the rod they will strike the judge of Israel on the cheek." This is fulfilled in Matthew 26:57. Remember where it says, "And then they spit on his face and they beat him with their fist and they slapped him." Let me show you something very quickly as we look at that verse. There is a term there, and the Greek word is used, lapizo, which means to smite with a rod or a staff, to smite in the face with the palm of the hand or the flaps of the ear. Some margins of some Bibles will actually have a note there in that verse that says, instead of hand, it means rod. Matthew 27:30, just the next chapter, tells of Jesus being spit upon and where they also took a reed and beat him on the head. Michael Fay's punishment, though, was some thought to be abusive was justified. Judaism. Jesus' abuse was unjustified due to his innocence. But our sin, our crimes, are worthy of at least a similar punishment, if not very. The physical body has been created in such a way to heal its own wounds, given time, leaving only scars behind as evidence. But the wounds of sin upon the soul and upon the spirit can only be healed by the removal of the cause of the wound, that is the sin. That can only be done by the sacrifice of the perfect lamb that can heal these wounds. John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he is himself in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Living, beloved, dying, he saved. Buried, he shared. That's the end of our world. Because of his wounds. Good. Father, come. Just understand our unworthiness for this type of compassion and mercy. And so, Father, as you greet us, and as we partake of these emblems, Father, representing the body of Jesus, that we see all types of wounds, mystery, and abuse. And as we partake of this cup, and we remember that it is the blood of Jesus that heals these wounds, Father, we want to honor him and glorify him for all that he has done. And so, Father, as we do this, and we do this as we wait, and as we prepare, for as we sang earlier, for that glorious day that is coming, we long for your return of your son. And Father, a time that we can spend eternity with you. Father, we do this, Father, until that time. Father, in recognition of our own failures, but also in recognition of the sacrifice that was made on our behalf. And so, Father, as we take the acid tool, be with us as we remember these things. And that, Father, as individuals, and also, Father, as a collective body here today, we can uplift the name of Jesus.